on the way to the vet right now, but to whoever bumped my dog upside the head with a cartoon hammer, I will find you, and I'll make sure tries to pack.
Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. I am Externals. I'm joined by Sinx and Exile. We're happy for you guys to be back. And I do have some unfortunate news, though. Scribs couldn't make it to this podcast today because he had his own plans, his own things. He's a very, how would you say, very busy man, if you will. But, you know, nonetheless, we're still making this podcast for you to enjoy, listen, you know, just chill, relax, yeah.
You know those Asian buffets?
What about the Asian buffets?
Dude, I've been really wanting to go one for so long. I wanna like honestly feast, especially coming back from the gym, hella hungry.
Oh yeah.
And you need to slam a couple calories, especially if you're on a bulk. Probably one of like the best feelings, cause you just slam everything.
The calorie surplus, something like that, yeah. And you gotta eat so much.
That's why Chinese buffets
are the best.
Top 10.
Oh yeah,
like the gym rats.
For the gym rats.
Yeah.
My fellas, all my fellas.
So you get food poisoning and just sit on the toilet for a minute.
It's over. Yeah. Then it's over.
the punishment of eating too much.
Oh wait, Externals.
What's up?
So you were sick for a while because you drank
pina colada.
So if you ever feel like ditching school for a bit, you should probably pop a pina colada slurpee.
Yeah, that is true.
That's the life hack.
But at the same time, I don't want to have that same feeling I had when I...
Yeah, you sounded... he sounded in pain. Like, he would exaggerate, but it was a good exaggeration because, like, every part of where he moved, he would feel pain.
I don't think that's a good exaggeration.
It wasn't even an exaggeration. It was just pain at that point.
Yeah.
It was an agony.
You're like Superman, but you're kryptonite pina coladas.
Slurpee pina coladas.
Do not let this guy in your coconuts. Any combination with like coconuts and pineapple.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. Today or earlier today, I went to my aunt's house.
Yep.
She had some wings.
Ooh.
I ate like maybe three. Damn. I was on the toilet for hour and a half. I'm not joking.
Is this from three wings?
From three wings. I'm not even joking. I wish I could
what
be joking.
The hell was in the
I got
wings?
Some tough. I got some type of food poisoning or something.
Damn.
I feel like your aunt was trying to assassinate you or something.
Or maybe your like immune system hasn't like built up after the raid from the pina colada.
Possibly.
Oh my god. Okay, going back to the buffet thing. What do y'all usually get on buffets?
Ooh, Externals, you wanna go or me?
You could go.
Okay, for me, I have one around here, an Asian buffet. They would have a lo mein spaghetti. I would get that. And then either like a fried chicken, even though it sounds basic, it still smacks. Fried chicken. What else? For like dessert, they always have this like powdered, like kind of like a donut, which is good. I would take that. And, trying to remember, you have like hella options in that buffet.
Honestly, you just
I'll get
that
fried calamari. That would be another. Fried calamari, get a Coca-Cola, and I think it was like a steak and mushroom sauce, or like beef, or something like that. I think
how much do you have?
Maybe you have, man.
I don't know, but like it was scrumptious. The mushrooms were like smacking. That would be the thing I would get in a buffet, and then I would tear that up.
Wait, don't tell me you're like describing a Golden Corral because I'm gonna be disappointed.
No,
that's the only place I know that has steak, at least in my area.
Maybe I'm just saying it wrong. Or just like it, maybe it's just beef. I don't think it's steak. I don't think it's like steak. Like a golden ribeye steak.
It's like pieces of
Yeah, like
meat?
cut up, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you know
I was
that's
about to
the
say.
best type of meat.
That's mystery meat, bro.
Mystery meat. I mean, it was covered in the sauce. It still made it good. I think the sauce is what carried it.
Honestly, I think my area has a fancy ass Golden Corral. Like, this is they have this whole like chef in the middle, who has like who cooks steak. Like you could see him, and he asks, "What kind of thing do you want it on? You know, medium rare, rare. Hell, if you're crazy, raw." But he wouldn't give you a raw. That's a whole lawsuit. Unless you, honestly, I feel like someone could be crazy enough to give their customers raw steak if they ask for it, as long as they send like a contract or something.
Yeah, like a waiver.
I am not responsible for any type of injury sustained by this food.
I'll be
We acknowledge
honest.
the risks.
I used to work in a restaurant. So I used to, because I quit recently. But most of the food from restaurants are like, what's it called? Frozen or like packaged. They get them from like super
Really?
supermarkets or something.
Oh, bro,
I'm
speaking out the facts.
Really?
That's what
That's
I
not
seen
seen
from
from
where I worked, and I would always just be like amazed because it would taste
tastes
so
so
good,
good,
right?
right?
I guess they just made it in a way to where it would taste
Yeah.
like they made it from scratch or something.
That's true. And then like most of these like brands from like restaurants, they'd be like saying it's made from scratch, it's the best quality, the perfect quality, yeah.
Scam,
But like
it's a
honestly,
lie.
it's a lie.
It's
They're
all a lie.
lying to you.
They're
The cake
feeding
is a
you
lie.
information that
It's
is a
false.
lie.
I could speak from experience. It's all a lie.
Yes, external.
Where's Gordon Ramsay when you need him? Bring back Hell's Kitchen.
For real.
Was it Hell's? Yeah, Hell's Kitchen
Yeah,
when
it
he
was Hell's
inspected the
Kitchen.
kitchens. You're like, what the hell is this? What the fuck? What
You
is all
cook it
this?
right or you get out.
It's raw.
It's
It's
fucking
fucking raw.
Bro, don't even mess with Gordon Ramsay. He like obliterated someone's salmon. Just like boom. He punched that.
Imagine you're like, there's some restaurants where you can see the chef like preparing your food, right?
Yeah.
So imagine you're just like, you're super hungry and you see the salmon. It looks pretty good. It's juicy. And then some guy comes out of nowhere, screams at the chef, it's fucking raw, and smashes the
Like,
salmon.
it's like the whole kitchen's covered in like salmon bits.
That
The
must have been
salmon
a hell
died
of
for
a
nothing.
story.
For real, poor salmon.
That salmon must be bred out,
It's like, oh man, I died for that. That
the
is
ultimate
fucked.
disrespect.
For real, ultimate disrespect.
Don't know. We need our professional artists to like draw the salmon with a bred out face.
And just like the fist slowly coming in, just obliterates it.
Maybe I could draw it. It's gonna be on paper, because I don't
That's
have
true.
any electronics for it.
Yep,
All this is
animating
expensive.
something. Yeah.
But yeah, anyone watching this, be advised that most of the food you get from restaurants is frozen or packaged and shipped out. So
Never
just be
trust what
aware.
they say.
Those rumors.
Actually, wait, hold on. Unless you go to like a pizza place. Like I'm talking authentic pizza place, because this is cool
Oh
pizza
yeah.
place I've gone to. It's near the mall, externals. I'm pretty sure you know where it's at, or the general area of said mall. So there's like a pizza place, right? And I mean they just opened up when I went, like recently. Not recently. When they opened up, I just went when they opened on like I think the second day. I'm not gonna lie to you. The food was pretty fire, but it was pretty expensive. On the bright side, the manager was pretty cool, and like they gave me a whole basket of breadsticks and like bread with stuffed cheese in it. It was good, but at that time I was on the cut, so I kind of felt sad. I couldn't eat all
Oh
that. I couldn't eat all that, so I had to bring some back for my family, which is all good. I don't mind that.
for the fam.
If I was gonna rate it, out of 10. I feel like since the employees were pretty new, they weren't like, they didn't serve pretty fast. It took a while, but I mean, the food was fire, so I don't mind. Pretty patient person.
I'm trying to think of what you're talking about.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're like a fast food chain. Not fast food chain? No, they're not a fast. A restaurant chain.
Yeah.
Paris? Paris? Something like that.
Oh, Perry's.
Paris, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've never been. I wanted to go, but I've never had time.
Dude, there's like a Bubba's burger.
Yeah, I know where you're talking about.
Pretty expensive, I'm not gonna lie. Like, that place is like honestly just there for heart attacks, diabetes. Like, I'm pretty sure if you go eat one or two burgers and your blood sugar's gonna spike. Cholesterol spike. Everything spike.
That's because you don't know the secret. On Thursdays, that's when you're supposed to go. Because all the wings and pizzas, on certain items, they're like 5 or 10 bucks.
Blood, if I'm going into a burger place, I'm probably gonna get burgers. Like,
Yeah, burger.
it's a burger place. Sure, they
That's
can
fair.
sell pizzas and wings, but their main thing is burgers.
Nah, but
And said
sometimes when.
burgers are insane. I'm sorry for cutting you off, but said burgers are actually insane. The caloric intake is wild. One burger, 1,500 minimum. Like, damn.
Yeah, like what toppings are putting with the are they putting on there, bro? To make
Dude,
it
I don't
that
know. It's
high.
supposed to be a burger. What the fuck? Like, it's supposed to be a patty. Like the meat patty and the buns.
But yeah.
With lettuce, tomatoes, yada yada yada. But I mean, I guess they're like super decked out. Or like, I think it's honestly the grease. That's probably it.
Or
Probably.
the yeah, what are they
Probably.
cooking it with?
And then they like double deck it. Dude, I don't know how some people are like manage to go every single day.
Oh yeah.
They're about that life.
I mean, sure, if you want to be like on my 500-pound life, go ahead. I'm
I
not stopping here.
don't know. Just people just like kind of like let themselves go, man. Like, I know the food is tasting good, but like you gotta watch out, man.
It's the trap, honestly.
They're not watching their macros.
For real.
Dude, that's like the easiest way to lose weight too. Like, as long as you watch what you eat, you should be going down. Or you could do the ultimate thing and go to a gym, go on the treadmill, right? Set like max out the incline and then walk at a steady pace. You
Steady
burn more walking at incline.
Screw the walking, go to Stairmaster. That's what you need.
Hell no, nah, I just go to school. What the fuck?
That's
Dude, it's
so real.
insane. Literally, like, one class could be, I don't know, upstairs, right? And then the next class could be across the school downstairs.
That's so true. I had that experience. What kind of
Luckily,
school
this
are
year
you
they're
going
trying to.
to? I only got a one source school.
Well,
Well, that's you doing you, bro.
that's. You
That ain't us,
did not look
savvy.
up. That ain't me. I mean, I guess I get my, like, a bit of cardio in, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not enough, but it's something. Something small. On the topic of food, there's allegations in the boys right now where,
Yep.
allegedly. But I mean, we have hard proof, but allegedly, externals make some out of context noises while he like munches on food.
Yep. False information.
No,
False information.
we have some like video clips that one of our special guests, so he has the footage.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he hasn't been here yet,
No, he
but
hasn't been here yet.
He'll be in a future episode.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we can't really get like hard audio because I mean, we actually did an episode,
Yeah.
but it was so whack because the audio just didn't register and we were kind of butt out for a bit. So bear in mind, we could have had like three or four more episodes out, but due to that like minor technical issue, we kind of took a rest to rethink
Yeah, it's a rethink.
and
It
fix
was a
this.
real big bummer, and it really killed our moods, but we're getting back. We want to keep making more episodes for you guys, and we do too. We find it fun to do and talk about what's on our minds.
A big, like, I know this might be annoying, but a big shout out to the platform for giving us like $5 a month. Super like cool. Thank you. Honestly, it's way better. We're students, so thank you for the student discount. A whole lot better paying $5 a month. This platform's actually nice. Nice enough. I mean, most platforms wouldn't even like, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't contact you about any of that. Like if you're a student or anything, they'd honestly just like, they'd be like, okay, whatever. Luckily, they're that cool. And yeah, check out our platform. I don't know if you want to support them, donate, check them out.
Check them out.
Thank you for listening. I mean, you also support us by listening to us and the platform. So it's a win-win.
Really is a big win after checking I could see seeing like 48 listeners listening to our podcast, which is really amazing. That's actually a shocking big number for the two episodes we put out so far. So really thank you, and hope you guys continue to see more and reaches out to more people.
Unfortunately, because as we mentioned, school is starting up soon again.
Yep.
We gotta run the gauntlet to
Again.
the. Honestly, we plan on doing weekends. I mean, we already do weekends, but we're gonna
Yeah.
like actually plan these out more. So it might take a while longer, depending on how we're all feeling. Obviously, we might have some like events happening during the weekends, especially since some of us do extracurriculars or classes, college classes. Oh, fuck, AP class does not mess around, man. Thanks again to the platform. I would hand this off to you, Sinks. I think I've yapped on a little too much.
I think we should talk about, since we talked first half of the podcast episode 3, I think we should talk about our top 3 fruits.
The food episode.
Yep. Favorite episode by
Don't
far
you
for
just.
me. Who wants to go say their top 3 fruits?
Low key. Kiwi is an underrated fruit. Top
Oh yeah.
fruit. I mean, if you eat it a little too much, it kind of like hurts your tongue. Same with pineapple. But pineapple's also good, so I think I'd put kiwi and pineapple in top three. That's just me.
Okay.
For top two, pretty dicey one. Strawberries. Strawberries are good. Everybody loves strawberries.
Good choice, good choice.
Strawberries had to be up here. If not top three, top five.
That's true. That could go wrong with strawberry. Okay,
Now, some people haven't had mangoes, but luckily here we have access to that, so top one goes to mangoes. I really like them. They're my favorite fruit. Top 10. Oh, not top 10, top one. The sleep deprivation's hitting.
I mean,
Snack.
the people have came here to hear us. What about you, external?
Mango is definitely up there. It's
That's
between
good choice.
2 and 3. Strawberries, all-time favorite, number one. Watermelon, number third.
Solid choices. Low key though, chocolate covered strawberries. I might make some tomorrow. I might, if I have the chocolate.
Thanks.
This might be a little bit controversial, but I do not like strawberry, chocolate colored strawberries. It's just me though, it's just
Really?
me.
Really?
No,
You
I
like
just don't, I can't.
too much? Overload. I feel like it's that's kind of like the pineapple and pizza thing.
Yeah,
Hawaiian pizza.
it's a little bit overload.
Dude, Hawaiian pizza, I don't like it. My family does, but I don't like it. I really don't.
Gonna lie, it slaps some days.
Yeah.
Pineapple and ham pizza, it slaps some days.
For
Other
me,
days, it's just like eh.
yeah. For me, Hawaiian pizza from Papa John's would smack. They do it like good. I have yet to try like Hawaiian pizzas from like any other place, but people say
Yeah,
pineapple
Little
doesn't
Caesars
belong.
is kind of, it's Little Caesars is hit and miss with their Hawaiian pizza.
Little Caesars is underrated, my opinion, not gonna lie.
That is true.
Okay, but the ultimate struggle meal would be Little Caesars and a glass of water.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
But it smacks though.
if you know the meme where that comes from, hats off to you.
That's up to you. Your struggle.
Buzz Lightyear, bro. Okay, Sings, you haven't said your top three.
Oh yeah.
Like, take it away, take it away.
I'll say top one. I think it would be unexpected for you guys to know too, but like I think recently, I think it's number one, watermelon. I think watermelon is number one, which is weird, but I found out this new combination my brother has like told me to do is to put a little bit of lime on it, and it smacks. Like by itself, watermelon is like a refreshing thing to have over like a hot sunny day, or just to like make it into a smoothie and just drink it. But I think it's number one. I think it deserves that with the combination. Two, I think it would have to be blueberries. When like I munch on them, I would always would want to go for the sour ones. I like the sour ones. I forget like what makes it. Yeah, but like when you bite into some of the blueberries, I think it was like the sour ones were the mushier ones, and then like you
I
already
think
know that's like the sour
some berries are like, I think it's tart berry, or
tartness.
like they're kind of
Yeah,
tarty,
yeah.
tarts, something with tart. One
Okay,
of those.
well, I guess those are the tart berries and the blueberries, I guess. Yeah, but those are the blueberries that I enjoy the most. I like sour things, but like not too much sour. And then
I pictured some
number
sour Skittles.
three,
Yeah.
I have.
They're not bad, honestly.
They're not bad. Number three, I kind of want to put strawberries, but it's in the battle between oranges, like just sliced oranges, and then just like snack on those.
Honestly, combine sliced oranges with tahini, you're set. A little bit of
Real.
chipotle too, you're set. That's all you need.
The same goes to tahini with like mangoes.
Tahini.
Or
Okay. My bad.
or
It's
we
just
have
the
we
way you
had a
pronounce it.
okay, or you could add salt to your oranges.
That's true. Salt?
You've never
Wait.
tried it? It's actually
Like
pretty good.
salt?
Yeah,
Like
sea salt. Add sea salt.
the hell? What kind of strange cravings do you guys
Hey.
have?
As Corey X Kenshin once said, don't knock it till you try it.
No,
Don't
I'm
knock
not
it.
knocking. I'm
Don't knock it till you try it. He added sugar to his
Except I
pasta.
was being a hater right now.
No,
Not a hater.
no, no.
Don't hate, don't hate.
Not
It's
being no hater right now.
literally tahin without the spice.
No. I'm right, you're wrong. This is how it goes.
I think you're being delusional, man.
It's just it is what it is, man. If he doesn't like it, he doesn't like it.
Well, everyone has their own preferences. Can't judge a
That is
man.
true. Can't judge a book by its cover.
Well, you were kind of judging it, so I don't know.
I mean, I'll
You know
judge the
what?
Hawaiian
You're
pizza all
right.
day.
You're right. I'm
I'm
sorry,
sorry.
Sid. Did I hurt your feelings? I'm sorry.
I didn't say the salt on it. I think you're like more controversial towards the ego.
Not
Nah.
controversial.
I
No,
mean.
I'm not. No, if anyone, if we're talking about controversial, like in between one of the boys, it's gotta be Scribble. That
Yeah.
guy is
Scribble?
he's a little
I think you mean
sus.
Scribs. I think you mean Scribs.
I mean that's his full name, Scribble, but Scrib for short. When we said it at the
I
beginning, we
mean,
established
he takes inspiration of like drawing and
this.
like scribble. So like that's how, if you guys were wondering how he came up with his name, which I think is smart. I think it's like a play on
Scribble.
words.
I actually helped him pick out that name. He was gonna pick something stupid. Like, I legitimately not like, if I remember correctly, it was gonna be something like, something edgy. So I told him like, nah,
Don't do that.
not it. Don't do that.
Bro saved
Fucking,
his entire career.
I did. We could have been with like, Void Walking Book or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Well, that is the end of the episode. We thank you for tuning in. And, as always, stay safe. Make
Make
smart
smart choices.
choices, unlike these two. Calling me out for
What?
something I would
No,
never
no.
do.
The truth has to be like heard.
The truth had to be heard.
We could bring that up on a different episode.
Yep.
Anyways, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you guys later. Peace.